Chapter 1. For months, the great pleasure excursion to Europe and the Holy Land was chatted about in the newspapers everywhere in America and discussed at countless firesides. It was a novelty in the way of excursions. Its like had not been thought of before, and it compelled that interest which attractive novelties always command. It was to be a picnic on a gigantic scale. The participants in it, instead of freighting an ungainly steam ferry boat with youth and beauty and pies and doughnuts and paddling up some obscure creek to disembark upon a grassy lawn and wear themselves out with a long summer's day's laborious frolicking under the impression that it was fun, were to sail away in a great steamship with flags flying and cannon peeling, and take a royal holiday beyond the broad ocean in many a strange clime, and in many a land renowned in history. They were to sail for months over the breezy Atlantic and the sunny Mediterranean. They were to scamper about the decks by day, filling the ship with shouts and laughter, or read novels and poetry in the shade of the smokestacks, or watch for the jellyfish and the nautilus over the side, and the shark, the whale, and other strange monsters of the deep. And at night they were to dance in the open air, on the upper deck, in the midst of a ballroom that stretched from horizon...